China's Xinhua News Agency reported on the self-immolation of five people that occurred in Tiananmen Square on January 23, 2001. Xinhua News claimed that the victims were Falun Gong members, and 1 week later, China Central Television aired a program of the incident. However, after careful examination of the video footage, we find that there are several suspicious elements which indicate that this gruesome event might have been staged. For example, the wide-angle camera shot of the self-immolation scenes seemed to be shot from above. Perhaps it was from a surveillance camera installed on top of the Natural History Museum, adjacent to Tiananmen Square. If this is the case, the long-range footage should have been still shots without zooming. Yet the camera moved and zoomed in according to where the focal point was. The camera first followed the police, and then it zoomed in and changed focus according to what was happening. Moreover, if this is the surveillance camera aiming towards the entire square, it should show Tiananmen Square in its entirety. However, the camera seems to be focusing closely on the area of self-immolation, and the quality of the footage is quite clear. These observations reveal a question. Could the whole event have been shot intentionally? The Chinese government claims that CNN journalists recorded the clearer close-up. However, the head of the international department at CNN pointed out that CNN journalists did not record that footage because the CNN cameraman and producer were arrested at the beginning of the event, and at the same time, their equipment was confiscated. They absolutely did not have a chance to shoot any self-immolation footage. Secondly, from video footage released by the Chinese Central TV station, we saw that at the scene of the self-immolation, a man carrying a camera bag was shooting the whole event very close by. The cameraman was wearing dark clothes and has black hair, and he didn't seem to be a Westerner. Yet the police surrounding the area didn't intervene at all. Who is he? Why didn't the police intervene? From this, we may conclude that the cameraman and the police might have known each other and have been working together. Did Miss Liu, who was said to have died from the self-immolation, die from the flames or from another cause? If we slow down the video motion and observe closely, we can see that when she was still struggling in the flame, an object hit her from behind. This blow to her body caused her to fall immediately to the ground, and the object that hit her bounced into the air. It seems to be in the shape of a heavy object, not a piece of clothing, because it didn't seem to float. Also, it dropped down at a top speed. It becomes quite obvious that it's a heavy object. Then who held this heavy object to beat down this woman? When we slowed down the scene to that second, we can almost make out someone's arm that came down towards her. Immediately after that, when the footage became a little bit clearer, we can see that there's a side view of a policeman wearing a military overcoat standing at the approximate hit spot. His stance still remains as if he just exerted force a second before. Who is he? Could he be the one that beat down Miss Liu? Was Miss Liu burned to death or beaten to death? From the zoomed out footage, we can see two groups of people reacting differently to the whole outbreak. In front of the dark-clothed man, and within the camera shot, we can see people running rampantly to put out the fire. Yet in the space parallel to the cameraman, or a little behind him, although standing at the same distance to the flame, no one seems to be moving. Furthermore, they don't even seem to be paying attention to what was happening. What does this tell us? From the zoomed-out footage, the angle from which the dark-clothed man was shooting from seems to match the clear close-up footage that was used later in TV reports, although the Chinese government claims that the footage was shot by CNN. What does this coincidence imply? Immediately after the immolation incident, the Chinese news release stated that there were five people who were involved in the incident. However, 1 week later, when the video program was released, the number of people jumped to seven. Why weren't there any adjustments during the week between the first news release and the second video release to clarify the discrepancies? Also, If there are many surveillance cameras capable of covering all of Tiananmen Square, why wasn't there footage of the two individuals who were later allegedly involved? Our final point that causes suspicion is the scene in which a policeman places a fire extinguishing blanket on the head of a self-immolator. If we look closer and pay more attention to the scene, we might want to ask why the policeman who was holding the blanket seemed so hesitant before placing the blanket over the man's head. What was he waiting so long for? The blanket was finally placed over the burning man after he called out certain phrases. What is the intention and why? The camera angle seems to be perfectly placed to shoot the whole scene. Was it pure coincidence? Then why does it seem so staged? Who are the onlookers? Are they tourists? Why do they look so calm, neatly forming two lines, undisturbed by the dramatic scene? Does this resemble a movie set, with the cameraman filming the action and the back crew observing the scene?